Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to our latest Gratitude Gems meditation. February, week one, courage. If you're able to do so safely, sit back comfortably in your chair and close your eyes. Resting into this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with your soul. Grateful for taking the time to bless yourself. Slowly feel a wave of relaxation come over your body, sweeping from head to toe. Relaxing your shoulders as they drop farther from your ears. Relaxing your arms as they rest comfortably in your lap. Resting your abdomen, your torso. Feeling the wave continue down beyond your hips. Resting your lower back, your upper leg. Allowing the wave to continue down past your knees, through your feet and to the floor. Resting your entire body, relaxing into this time of meditation. Relax your mind, allowing any thoughts to come to simply float by. Like a passing cloud. Keep your mind free and clear, like the clear blue sky. Bring your attention from your mind into your heart. Bring to heart someone in which you are grateful for. Feel your heart expand and grow, filling with love and gratitude. Perhaps that brings a smile to your face as that energy permeates your entire body, coursing through your veins and arteries with every beat of your heart. Feeling your body to become that gratitude radiator, radiating out gratitude into your world, blessing all those that you meet. Yes, ever so grateful, powerful, gratitude radiator, courageous, in all that you do. As you are centered in gratitude, as you are centered in your heart center, you connect with your inner strength, your power, your courage to face your fears. Whatever those fears may be, public speaking, fear of humiliation, fear of failure. As you stand in your inner strength, connect with your courage to face these fears. For we know fear is fleeting, while the rewards of facing your fear are lasting. Consider soldiers, military personnel. They have a mission to accomplish. They prepare by doing the work, doing their exercises, their drills. They build their skills necessary. They're building a foundation of courage, strengthening, building, growing courage. And when it comes time to execute their mission, they have the skills to stand strong in their courage, to face their fears, and be victorious, to reap that lasting reward. Turn within and connect with your inner courage now through a moment of silence. Yes, as we connect with that courage that is within us, that we are born with, we can build our courage by strengthening our inner conviction. As we stand up for our truth, we know our value. We know what is right. We've learned them. We've demonstrated them. We feel them in our inner being, our values. You're honest. You have integrity. These are your attributes that build your courage. You do the work every day as you are tested. Tested to take a shortcut, to bend the rules, to find a way around the system. But you stand in your integrity. You face those temptations with your courage. Feeling inside what is right. Standing up for your truth. Having the courage to say, no, I will not do that. Having the courage to face a consequence of losing a friend, a colleague who doesn't share your values. To have the courage to say no. Have the courage to be authentic and true to yourself. knowing that the reward is lasting, while the fear is fleeting. So through a moment of silence, sit in your integrity, feel it, allow it to grow and expand as you imagine yourself as the courageous lion, standing strong for your integrity and your values. Yes, powerful, courageous, that inner strength that drives you is strong within you at all times, even if your shoes are shaking. From the fear before you, you have that strength to step out, to stand up, to face those fears and reap the reward. As we are facing Valentine's Day in this month of February, have the courage to express your love, the courage to share that love with someone special, the courage to face humiliation, possible rejection, to ask out the object of your affection, to admit your feelings to this person. Face the vulnerability of your raw emotions by expressing your love. Open your heart for the potential reap the rewards of love. For as Shakespeare said, it is far better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all. Yes, the fear of opening up to the raw emotions, the potential of having the heart strings pulled and snapped is a tremendous fear to overcome. Yet you have the inner strength, the courage to do so. For we know that love conquers all. And as you express your love, you are enrichly blessed. And the love will be mirrored back to you. And for this, you will be grateful. Know that the reward is far greater than the fear. As you approach your love and your understanding of it in a moment of silence. Yes, thank you, God, for your strength, for your courage that lies within me as my birthright. I am grateful for my ability to stand strong in the face of my fears, knowing that your strength lies within me. As I walk out today, I do so with integrity to stand up for my truth, for my convictions, for my beliefs, strong and courageous to face my fears, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, the fear of humiliation, the fear of rejection. I express my strength. I express my love to others. I do so courageously. For your loving presence, that is the courage within. We say, thank you, God. And amen. I know the reward of courage is greater than my fears. I know the reward of courage is greater than my fears. I know the reward of courage is greater than my fears. I am courageous. I stand up for myself and what I believe is right. I am courageous. I stand up for myself and what I believe is right. I am courageous. I stand up for myself and what I believe is right. Yes, strong, courageous, fearless, like the mighty lion. Grateful for having the courage to face my fears and reap the lasting rewards of success, of achievement. I am grateful for my courage. And today I express it everywhere I go and to all those I meet. as we begin to wrap up this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with our soul. We are grateful for taking the time to enrich our lives through meditation. Grateful for all the courage we have, knowing that those energies, that strength is within us, ready to be called upon at any time of the day, simply by returning back into our heart center, tapping on that strength and expressing it. So we bring back with us all that courage, strength, and gratitude as we become more outwardly oriented, slowly becoming more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic, raising our consciousness out of the meditative state to the alertness, to be present in this moment. Awakening the body, wiggling the fingers, wiggling your toes, shifting slightly in your chair, allowing your body to be invigorated, awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. Bringing back with you all the courage, all of the gratitude to bless your day and all those that you come in contact with. So as you're ready to gently open your eyes with love on your heart and gratitude on your face, I'm grateful for sharing this meditation with you today. I am inspired, as it is my heart's desire, to help enrich your life through gratitude. So I invite you to visit our website at believeingratitude.net. to see the affirmations from today's meditation and to learn other ways to have a grateful day. Like us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe. You can also visit our sister site, The Achievement Process, where you can sign up and take the online course, The Achievement Process, to achieve your heart's desires. We also host big achievement groups live on our online classroom, where we study courage in the meditation for each week in depth. We also do grateful masterminding to support your goals with gratitude. Sign up on either of the Facebook pages to reserve your spot. So, be courageous today and every day. Be grateful for your courage as you express your love, as you face your fears and reap the rewards. Thank you for joining us. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are.